Rhonda's house. Nikki speaking. How can I help you?
I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
Nikki?
Nikki. Hi, Nikki. My name is Shirley. I'm a care coordinator with Anthem Eye Care.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I have the right, I'm pretty sure I have the right agency. One of my members gave me a different number to call and speak to a Rachel.
Okay.
About a home health care aide. Okay. She just gave me a totally different number, and I didn't think that was the right one when she left me a voicemail message.
She may have just gave you Rachel's desk, straight to Rachel's desk. That's probably what she gave
Well,
me.
When I tried to call this 936-363-9100 extension 652, it said it was disconnected. So
okay.
I'm not sure. But anyway... I put in for it already today because she left me the message over the weekend that she wanted to have Debbie do her waiver service PCA hours. It's Lucinda Burke, Burke. She would be new to your agency.
Rasmussen Burke. Okay, so I don't see one. And they said Rhonda's house?
Yeah, she said it was Rhonda's house, home health care. And the aide, the PCA's name, who she spoke with was Debbie.
I'm confused. Okay.
I'm totally confused because she needs an agency, and I was going to do some referrals for her,
okay.
And then she sent me a text message.
Okay, I think I'm getting it now. So you have a client who is looking for home health care.
Correct. And
I got
she started calling places on her own, and after I went to visit her last week.
Okay.
And she sent me a text, and she left me a voicemail and said that she preferred to have this home health care aide that she spoke with, and she now worked for Rhonda's house, home health care. She previously worked for, I think it was her old, an older a company that she, Lux or something like that, that she worked for before.
Okay.
And she came to Rhonda. So it's that's why I'm calling, just to know where I can send a referral to for this particular aid, if this is the right Rhonda's home health care.
Yes,
I would
it
assume
is.
That it is.
Okay. Okay. Now, if you don't mind, can you give me your name?
My name's Shirley Johnson.
And what agency are you from, Shirley?
Anthem, My Care Ohio. It's Anthem.
My Care Ohio. Okay. Now, have you ever heard of Direction Home?
Absolutely. That's our waiver service coordinators.
Perfect.
We work with them. AAA, AAA 1-1. Yeah?
Okay. Call Direction Home. Speak to their community resource department. They will take your information.
I'm her, I'm her care coordinator with Anthem. I have to approve her waiver services. She's just changing providers.
I understand. See, a lot of ours come through. Have you ever heard of Barracuda? Direction Home always sends the referrals to us. But you know what? Go ahead. Give me your information. I'll call Direction Home myself because I've never had someone from Anthem call. So that's probably why I sound a little bit confused.
Okay. Okay. Let me just see
if I give you a
sign her waiver service coordinator yet. Hold on a minute. Let me look real quick. Oh, my computer is like snail mail today.
Oh, trust me, I'm just getting in. I'm just now clocking in while I'm on the phone with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard the phone ringing, so I wanted to answer it.
Okay, I just want to see if she... her waiver service coordinator is going to be Michelle DeMarco at Direction Home.
Okay.
That's okay.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead.
It's in progress already for Rhonda's House Home Health Services,
okay.
A UM number for authorization. She already has a waiver service plan. And
okay.
She's switching providers. So I already put it through to get it approved for you versus the other home health care agency that she previously was going to use.
Okay. If I give you a fax number, can you fax the information over, her referral and everything?
Sure. Can you email it? Can I email it to you,
sure.
Or you need it faxed?
No,
okay, give me your email.
N. Williamson.
Whoops, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And you, N.
Williamson.
Williamson.
Uh-huh.
WILLIAMSON.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
@ Rhonda.
Uh-huh.
House. .org.
Okay. So what do you want? You want her name, address, telephone number, her how many hours she's approved for.
Yes,
ma'am.
And if you have that authorization number, that'd be great too.
I do, yeah. I'll give you it's in progress. It's not approved yet. It's in progress, but I already put in for it. And and then I'll send that information via email to you.
Okay, that's perfect. Because like I said, we've never accepted a client this way before. We've always had to go to Direction Home, so this is something different for me. But don't worry, because you're sending me all the information I need.
Well, if they're under, because of the switch in the insurances, January 1st.
Yes.
Everything is kind of a little confusing.
It really is.
Yeah, I do the waiver service. I do everything for under 60 members. Now, she's over 60, but if she's over 60, then I work with her waiver service coordinator at Direction Home. And, like, they'll do the initial assessment to get them set up for the services.
Yes.
But if they already have services and there's changes or anything like that, then we do it for under 60, but we work with them to do it for over 60. And because this is an initial setup, because it's a new program for her, that's why I went out and did her visit, and I'm getting the approval for her services.
So let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
We have some clients that switched over to Anthem from UnitedHealthcare.
Right.
How do I reach or find out who their case managers is?
Okay. If they're over 60, you can call Direction Home and they can give you their waiver service coordinator information. They can also give you their care coordinator information, which is us, even if they're under 60. They have access to our system.
Okay. That's because I have been calling about one particular client. And they were like, well, no, at first they had him on here for Molina, but I see he's on here for Anthem. We just have to find out who his case manager is. And we're being patient because we understand. There's a lot of changes, so we get it. A lot of mixed up, you know what I mean?
Is he in Trumbull County?
Yes. Yes, he is.
All right. Do you have his info?
Yeah, I do. Let me grab it. His name is Ray Dell. RAYDELL.
Hold on a minute. I gotta wait for my computer to catch up because I gotta get out of Lucinda's stuff and get back and
remember.
See if I can find him. Hold on a second. Like you said, it's very slow. Okay. Okay, so wait a minute. Oh, get over to the name part. Okay. Okay, what's his last name?
Green.
Like the color green?
G-R-E-E-N. And what's his first name?
Raydell. D-E-L-L.
Okay, hold on. I'd be able to do it with just that. Okay. We'll see.
Did you say over 60 or under 60?
But, well, if they're under 60, then the care coordinator with Anthem. Okay, hold on a minute. He is, do you have his date of birth just so I can make sure I got the right person?
Uh-huh. February
22nd, 1973. 1973. Okay, mm-hmm. Hold on a minute. Let's see. Okay, he is waiver. He's Medicaid only with Anthem because he probably went from United to Anthem.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who his Medicare is with. Hold on a minute. He is assigned to his Anthem care coordinator, I can give you.
Okay.
April Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R. And
did you say S-L-Y-D-E-R?
S-N, as in Nancy. Snyder,
S-N-Y-D-E-R
is her last name. April is her first name. Let me see if I have her info. I should have it right here. Care community team contact. Okay, April Snyder. You want a phone number?
If that's okay.
Her work phone is 330-716-2502.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Yeah, effective date 1-1-2026. Let me just see if she's done anything with him yet because, you know, we have like 180 days to catch all this stuff up. So it doesn't look like she's even contacted him yet, as far as I can tell.
Because, you know what?
This
whole EVV system, Sandata, uh-huh. Right now, he keeps bumping out. We need new authorization number for him and everything.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't see any documents uploaded from his previous plan. So, you know, but she's assigned to him, so she will be reaching out to him eventually.
Okay.
So if you want it, she's the one you would need to contact, and then she can get that information for you.
Okay.
Yeah. He is under 60, so she's going to be his waiver service coordinator as well.
Oh, okay.
Because he's 53 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to do it. She's going to be doing his, and it looks like he's in here as waiver. So, but there was a glitch with the whole Ohio Department of Medicaid stuff too, when they switched everything over. So some of the members, it says active and it says that effective date was January 1st, 2026. So she would be the person to call to get that information from.
Okay.
And she can get it. She can find it for you.
So perfect. That is so perfect. Yes. And I will wait for your email, and then I will go from there because you say you're switching us over.
This is for Lucinda Burke. Yeah?
Yes.
And she was requesting Debbie, if that's one of your PCAs. It would be a newer one, I guess.
Debbie. Do you by any chance know Debbie's last name?
She didn't give me a last name.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, but I'll give you her information and she can give you all of that if she has it.
Okay, that's no problem.
All righty, I will send you an email.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. You take care.
You're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.